Surat Fatir. In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful. Praise be to Allah, the Creator of the heavens and the earth, who appointed the angels having 2, 3, and 4 pairs of wings as his messengers. He adds to his creation as he pleases, for Allah has power over all things. None withhold the blessings which he bestows on people, and none can award besides him what he withholds. He is the mighty, the wise. O mankind, call to mind the favors of Allah on you. Is there any other creator than Allah who provides you from the heavens and the earth? There is no God but him. How then are you being deceived? O Prophet, if they deny you, so were the Rasuls denied before you. All affairs shall ultimately be presented before Allah. O mankind, certainly the promise of Allah is true. Therefore, let not the life of this world deceive you, nor let the chief deceiver deceive you about Allah. Surely Shaitan is your enemy, so take him as an enemy. He is inviting his adherents towards his way, so that they may become companions of the blazing fire. Those who disbelieve shall have a terrible punishment, and those who believe and do good deeds shall have forgiveness and a magnificent reward. Can that person be guided whose evil deeds are so fair-seeming to him that he considers them good? The fact is that Allah leads to stray whom he wills and guides whom he pleases. Therefore, O Prophet, let not your soul expire in sorrow on their account. Allah is aware of all their actions. It is Allah who sends forth winds to raise up the clouds, then drives them to a dead land and therewith revive the earth after its death. Similar will be the resurrection of the dead. If anyone is seeking honor, let him know that all honor belongs to Allah alone. Good words are sent to him, and good deeds are exalted by him. As for those who plan evil deeds, they shall have severe punishment, and their plots will be brought to nothing. It is Allah who created you from dust, then from a sperm drop, then he made you pairs. No female conceives or delivers without his knowledge. No long-lived man grows old or has his life cut short, but is written in a book. Surely all this is easy for Allah. The two bodies of water, of which one is sweet and pleasant to drink, and the other is salty and bitter, are not alike. Yet from each kind of water you eat fresh meat and extract ornaments which you wear. And you see the ships plow their course through them to seek the bounty of Allah, that you may be grateful. He causes the night to pass into the day, and the day into the night, and he has made the sun and the moon to serve you. Each one follows its course for an appointed term. Such is Allah, your Rabb. His is the kingdom, and those to whom you pray besides him do not even own a thread of a date stone. If you pray to them, they cannot hear your prayers, and even if they could hear you, they could not answer you. On the day of resurrection, they will deny your associating them with Allah. O mankind, none can inform you about all this except the one who is all aware. O mankind, it is you who stands in need of Allah, and it is Allah who is free of all wants, worthy of all praise. If he wants, he can destroy you and replace you with a new creation, and this is not at all difficult for Allah. No bearer of a burden will bear another's burden. And if a heavy-laden person cries out for help, none will come forward to share the least of his burden, even though he be a close relative. O Prophet, you can only admonish those who fear their Rabb, though they cannot see him, and establish Salah. He that purifies himself does so for his own good, for Allah is the destination of all. The blind and the seeing are not alike, nor the darkness and the light, nor the shade and the heat, nor the living and the dead. Certainly Allah can make anyone hear if he so wills. But O Prophet, You cannot make those who are in the graves hear you. You are nothing but a warner. Certainly, we have sent you with the truth, as a bearer of good news and as a warner, for there has not been a nation which has not had a warner. If they disbelieve you, know that their predecessors also disbelieved their rasuls, who came to them with clear signs, scriptures, and the light-giving book. But in the end, I seized the disbelievers, and behold, how terrible was my disapproval. Do you not see that Allah sends down rain from the sky, with which we bring forth fruits of various colors? Similarly, in the mountains, there are streaks of various shades, including white, red, jet-black rocks. Likewise, men, beasts, and cattle have their different colors. In fact, only those among his servants who possess knowledge fear Allah. Surely Allah is almighty, all-forgiving. Surely those who recite the book of Allah, establish Salah, spend out of what we have given them secretly and openly, may hope for an imperishable gain, that he may pay them back their full reward and give them even more out of his grace. Surely he is forgiving and appreciative of his devotees. To you of the book is the truth, which confirms the previous scriptures. Surely, with respect to his servants, Allah is well aware and fully observant. We have given the book as an inheritance to those of our servants whom we have chosen. Among them there are some who wrong their own souls, some follow a middle course, and some by Allah's lead excel in good deeds, which is the supreme virtue. They shall enter the gardens of Eden, where they shall be decked with bracelets of gold and pearls, and their dress therein will be silk. They will say, "Praise be to Allah, who has removed all sorrow from us. Our Rabb is indeed forgiving and appreciative of his devotees, who has admitted us to this eternal home out of his bounty, wherein we neither experience any toil nor sense of weariness. As for the disbelievers, there will be the fire of hell. No term shall be determined for them so that they could die, nor shall its punishment be ever lightened for them. Thus shall we reward every disbeliever. Therein they shall cry for help, 'Our Rabb, get us out. From now on we shall do good deeds and shall not repeat the ones we used to do.' Response will be, 'Did we not give you lives long enough so that he who would could take warning? Besides, someone did come to warn you. Now, taste the fruits of your deeds. Here, there is no helper for the wrongdoers.' Surely Allah knows the unseen of the heavens and the earth. He even knows the secrets of the breasts. It is he who has made you vicegerent on the earth. Whoever disbelieves bears the burden of his disbelief, and for the disbelievers, their disbelief does not increase anything except the wrath of their Rabb, and the disbelievers do not gain anything except an increase in their loss. O Prophet, say, have you ever considered your associate gods to whom you call upon besides Allah? Show me anything that they have created in the earth, or what is their share in the creation of the heavens? Or have we given them a book from which they derive a provision of shirk? Nay, in fact, the wrongdoers promise each other nothing but delusions. It is Allah who keeps the heavens and the earth from slipping out of their places. Should they ever slip, none can hold them back besides him. Certainly, he is most forbearing, oft forgiving. These very people used to swear on solemn oaths by Allah that if a warner ever came to them, they would be better guided than any other nation of the world. Yet, when a warner has come to them, they have increased in nothing but aversion, behaving arrogantly in the land and plotting evil, whereas the plotting of evil recoils none but the authors of it. Are they waiting for the end which overtook the former nations? If so, you shall find no change in the ways of Allah, nor will you find any alteration in Allah's way of dealing. Have they not traveled through the land and see what was the end of those who went before them, who were far superior in strength than these people? There is nothing in the heavens or in the earth which can frustrate Allah. Surely He is all-knowing, all-powerful. If it was Allah's will to punish people for their misdeeds, He would have not left any living creature around them on the surface of the earth, but He is giving them respite for an appointed time. When their appointed time will come, they shall realize that in fact Allah has been watching His servants all along. Surah Yasin.